asthma rates tend to be high in places where poverty is concentrated, and dealing with it, all that time and money, makes poverty worse. In West Oakland, kids go to the ER for asthma twice as often as the average Alameda County kid. One of the ways to bring relief into these neighborhoods comes in the form of a bus. Reporter Sam Harnett reports.
It's close quarters in this children's asthma clinic, but then again, this isn't your typical clinic. The Breathmobile is a 33-foot Winnebago RV staffed with a nurse, a pediatrician, a respiratory therapist, and a translator. Most important, it's completely free, paid for by the Prescott Joseph Center in West Oakland. Today, the Breathmobile is at Wilson Elementary School in San Leandro.
Sorry? You got better at blowing? All right.
At the front of the bus, 8-year-old Miguel Rio's mom, Jeanette, is talking with the Breathmobile's translator, James Acuna, about how Miguel has been doing with his asthma. Meanwhile, Miguel is about to take a pulmonary function test called spirometry with Nurse Spencer Weir.
Why don't you tell Sam what we do?
Well, we have to blow, and when we blow, sometimes a chicken, and it runs, and it has to go all the way to the red flag.
Well, that takes a lot of blowing.
Yeah.
Dr. Jennifer Louie, the pediatrician on board, says spirometry is a luxury they have on the Breathmobile because they spend 30 to 45 minutes for an initial visit instead of the 10 to 15 minutes allocated at a standard clinic.
What do we do first, though? Right? We want to breathe.
We get the air, we put on the nose clip, and when we put on the nose clip, we start getting air a little. And once we're already ready, we blow.
Huh. All right. Are you all ready?
As Miguel blows into the air tube, the machine graphs his intake and exhale volumes on the screen.
Relax. Ready? Deep breath in. Blow! One rooster. All right. Miguel, perfect as usual. Awesome.
How long have you had asthma?
I don't know, for like almost 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks?
Dr. Louie tells Miguel's mother, Jeanette Rio, that the reason her son has been having trouble for the last 2 or 3 weeks is because of pollen and the changing seasons. Jeanette says Miguel has had asthma since he was 4.
The doctor and, you know, all the personnel here help you a lot understanding more, because sometimes you go to the doctor and they have like 15 minutes just to take you in and, you know, like, how's he doing, this and that. And here, you know, you can take more time asking questions.
After the spirometer test, mother and son take a short questionnaire together on asthma triggers and treatment.
Cleaning products like bleach?
Yes.
Yeah. Cats, dogs, birds?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Pollen, weeds, and grass?
No.
Yes. Yes. And lizards, snakes, and fish?
No.
Okay.
No lizards.
Right.
We don't even have a lizard.
I know, but they don't trigger your asthma.
I
test.
Okay. Have a fish.
What?
The Breathmobile visits mainly low-income areas where not only pollution, but home conditions trigger asthma attacks. Translator and driver James Acuna explains what the staff encounters driving from school to school.
If they're living in poor homes and they got a lot of mold in their walls, and the, you know, landlords are taking care of business, we find that a lot as well. We're finding poor homes, people living in poor homes who have cockroaches and rats and mice in there. So it really depends on where we're at. And I think though, in West Oakland is right now one of our tough spots.
So they teach families about small life changes, such as removing a rug, dusting curtains, and avoiding potential triggers like dairy and pollen.
Do not allow smoking in the home.
Yes.
Do not eat cold foods.
No.
Miguel and Jeanette Rio have both learned a lot since coming to the Breathmobile.
You know, like, see, like, this questionnaire, I didn't know, like, bleach, that it was bad for them, and I was using bleach all the time in my house. You know, like, hairspray, I didn't know that the hairspray, you know, was causing that, perfume. You know, there are all the things that I've been learning here that I now are helping me to keep his asthma control.
After the questionnaire, pediatrician Jennifer Louie brings the Rios in for a consultation.
Since we last saw him, has he missed any school because of his asthma?
No.
Okay, good.
Children with asthma miss a lot of school, and that's not only bad for students, but districts as well, because they lose state funding. Dr. Washington Burns, director at the Prescott Joseph Center, says the $515,000 cost of the breathmobile is offset by what it saves districts by keeping asthmatic students in school.
Every time a kid misses school, the school district loses $75. If that's a per diem that the state pays. It's $75 to $100. In Oakland Unified School Districts alone, that's 6,000 kids with asthma, right? And the average time that an asthmatic kid is out of school is 2.5 days. Do the math. 6,000 times 2.5 times $75 comes over $1 million that the school district saves if we keep those kids in school. Okay? So, and it makes the kids more productive.
Recent data show breathmobiles across the country lower asthmatic ER visits by over 70%, saving huge costs individually and for Medi-Cal and Medicare. Burns says he wants to extend breathmobile services to adults once the pediatric program is more established.
Yeah. Are you using your albuterol before you play at recess every time? Good.
And at PE.
Oh, good. Excellent.
To keep Miguel Rio in school, he and his family must understand how and when to take asthma medication. Dr. Louis spends a good portion of the visit explaining how his mom should manage all of his different medicines. Then, at the end, the doctor gives Jeanette Rio a personalized plan for how to control his asthma. It's time for the next patient to come in and for Miguel to head back to school. The breathmobile is an important place for children at a school like Wilson Elementary. The grounds are downwind from the Oakland Airport and only blocks away from the 880 freeway. As kids empty the playground after recess, you can hear the trucks on the roads nearby and watch jets overhead as they prepare for landing. That's just part of the background noise for the kids who live here. In San Leandro, I'm Sam Harnett for CrossCurrents.